This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, my goodness. I got to start the show by apologizing to our guest producer, Finley Warden, who's back with us here on this Monday. I sent him way too much stuff. But then he replied, it's like, well, it's been a crazy last three news days. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, after the show wraps up on Friday, it's like, okay, headset goes off, brain shuts off, or to the best of my ability, I try to tune things out, shut my brain off. If a news story catches my eye, I'll send it to myself. Okay, we'll hold that for Monday. Although Friday was a little different because I ended up doing a live on-air Newsmax interview with Todd Starnes. So that was fun. It was very quick, very short segment, but that's all right. That was fun. That was Friday afternoon. And then, of course, we had Friday football. We had Saturday football. Busy weekend. But, yeah, on Monday, it's like I start going through the news, and it's like, oh, yeah, that happened after the show on Friday. That happened after the show on Friday. You had the big Kami Mamdani show up at the White House meeting with President Trump in the Oval Office. That was actually pretty funny. That was pretty funny. We probably should start with that one here. What else do we got? Oh, yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene resigning from Congress. She's going to resign from Congress, I think. Did I remember? Is that January 26th? Is that when that's happening? I don't know if Finley's tracking it. But anyway, yeah, basically she's going to resign. You know, she picked a big fight with Trump, apparently after he wouldn't return a bunch of her phone calls. And so anyway, she's now resigning from Congress. Oh, man, all sorts of stuff to talk about. Let's start out with something fun, though. Jimmy Fallon, the great stand-up comedian. He's the former New York City cab driver. He's got the Saturday Night Show on Fox. We were his first radio interview when he launched his radio program. But anyway, he was talking about his son Lincoln. Apparently this week his son Lincoln has to take his driver's test in order to get his driver's license.
It's actually a big week for the Link Man because he's getting ready to take his road test and get his driver's license, right? It's really shocking to me how quickly kids grow up. Like, I feel like it was an hour ago that Maury Povich was telling me, you are the father, you know? And Jenny will tell you, every Mexican guy on that stage was shocked. They were like, hey, really? But the good news is there is no pressure for Lincoln taking a road test these days, because if you can't read the signs and you don't understand English, there's a guy that will still give you a truck driver's license out in California. There you go. There you go. There you go. Way to keep up with the news. Yeah, California Governor Gavin Newsom issued 17,000 commercial truck driving licenses to non-citizens, right, who don't speak English. But you can't get mad at those guys for applying, because they got off the bus in L.A., looked around, and thought they had been deported, you know? They're in downtown L.A. like, man, Caracas looks like these days.
That's funny. I thought the same thing. I was over in Korea for an exercise once, and their airport is absolutely incredible. The Incheon Airport there in Seoul. And then I landed LAX, and I was like, oh, my goodness, what in the world? How come I'm not allowed to carry a weapon for self-defense? No joke. When you land in L.A., you're like, holy cow, this place is crazy.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
Hey, Doc. Nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free. It's November 24th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Sardines Day. These little silver fish are in the herring family, but for some they are too oily and smell too fishy.
and for others, they're a delicacy that can be enjoyed as a snack with crackers or grilled. Fishermen have been harvesting these fish from the sea as far back as the 15th century off the Mediterranean island of Sardinia, where they get their name. Sardines are extremely healthy when added to a person's diet, chock full of vitamins and good fatty acids. Just remember that the next time before turning up your nose to this superfood. Also on this date, in 1859, naturalist Charles Darwin publishes On the Origin of Species, which forever changed the view of evolution and laid the foundation for evolutionary biology. And in 1954, the first Air Force One is christened into service by First Lady Mamie Eisenhower. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Winter's coming. Is your vehicle ready? Auto Tech Specialist has cool and plus specials starting at just $89 for cars and $139 for diesel trucks, plus a free winter inspection. Don't risk breakdowns. Auto Tech Specialist delivers superior craftsmanship and meticulous attention to detail so every vehicle gets top-notch care. Stop by today at 6809 King Avenue West, Unit B, just west of 64th, or call 406-839-9100. Auto Tech Specialist, your trusted auto repair shop.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we should start with the Mamdani Trump meeting at the White House. And even if I wasn't thinking we should start with that, by the way, you can call in if you got something else you want to talk about. We got the phone lines open, 406-294-0970. But since I already played one highlight from Jimmy Fallon's Saturday night show on Fox, of course, we are your Fox News affiliate here on your local radio station, why don't we do another? I listened to his kind of opening monologue, and it was hilarious. But there were a couple of points I had to highlight in particular. Here we go. Here is the setup here. And this will set up our coverage, I think, here for most of the morning. Jimmy Fallon commenting on the commie Mamdani showing up at the Oval Office. It was a very jovial, very cordial meeting, by the way.
But you can tell the holiday season is officially here because even the President of the United States is being approached by a guy begging for money. Take a look. Zoran Mamdani made the big visit to the White House on Friday to meet President Trump. And I actually do think the Trump man summed up Mamdani's policies the best when he said,
"He is so full of shit, this guy."
Which is not true. That was not from the meeting. Here is Trump talking Mamdani in the Oval Office. Watch.
Being the mayor of New York City is a big deal.
Absolutely.
I always said, you know, one of the things I would have loved to be someday is the mayor of New York City.
I mean, I got to tell you, as a former cabbie, this is a win for my people. Because half the Republicans want to leave because Mamdani's mayor. All the Democrats are going to leave if Trump becomes mayor. I got the whole road to myself, baby. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Trump 2028. Make New York great again, Donald. I know you're watching. Of course, Mamdani was in the White House hoping to get some cash to pay for his free bus program. Obviously, the Trump man doesn't like the idea of a socialist giveaway, but he is a deal maker, and he promised Mamdani a free ferry boat for the Statue of Liberty. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Good stuff, Jimmy Fallon. What a nice guy, too. What a great guy, too. We got to hang out with him after his comedy show in Helena a couple years ago. Yeah, phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. Let's see if our guest producer this morning, Finley Warden, has got his mic ready yet. Finley, you got your mic ready to roll yet this morning? I'll give it a couple of
I do, Aaron. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, I got you.
Awesome.
Yeah, so what's your take on the Mamdani Trump Oval Office meeting? I'll play some of the audio for our listeners if they missed it, they didn't see it, they didn't hear it coming up in a couple of minutes. But what was your kind of initial reactions?
I think it's, first of all, important to recognize that if this was the other way around and we had a Democrat socialist president, they would never invite an America First or MAGA person to the White House. I think that's the most important thing to recognize, first of all. And I think it was pretty funny to see kind of the more conservative reaction to this, because obviously this is just, in a way, Trump being Trump, just trying to butter up to him. He just won the election, Mamdani did, and he's pretty popular. So it was pretty kind of funny in a different way to see lots of the conservative and Fox people standing in the White House, just kind of rolling their eyes at Trump saying that he is still fine to stay in New York City with Mamdani being elected. But just again, if this was the other way around, it would not be happening. I think this is just an aspect of Trump's personality. He likes winners. So I think that's what this was.
Well, I also think it's, you know, Donald Trump, there's this phrase, which is, you know, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. How does Trump keep, you know, folks on the conservative side, on the Republican side? How, if they're starting to get out of line, how does he try to get them back in line? He hammers them. He hammers the folks on the so-called friendly side of the aisle if they start to stray or start to, you know, kind of go after him a little bit, right? How does he go after the other side? Remember little Rocket Man, Kim Jong-un, North Korea, and he was firing rockets towards the United, you know, towards the U.S., et cetera. What did Donald Trump do? He started bringing the guy in, smiling, shaking hands. He basically butters these guys up. And I think he basically gave the Tommy Mamdani the little Rocket Man treatment is kind of the way I see it.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't think Mamdani deserved it, really. He was, in a way, if you look at him, he was kind of buttering up to Trump as well. I don't think Mamdani's base likes that. Mamdani's base are far-left radical socialists, even ranging to far-left communists who want to abolish the United States government. That's his true coalition. And I follow lots of them on Twitter, and they're outraged that Mamdani went to the White House because they're viewing that as capitulation to Trump.
Yeah, it's funny to see Mamdani's side criticizing him for, you know, I mean, basically Mamdani has called Trump a fascist. And, oh, here you are smiling and waving and shaking hands and standing next to somebody you just called a fascist.
Yeah, well, I think what that kind of shows about Mamdani is it shows you that the left is a very broad spectrum. He's a democratic socialist. Obviously, that's farther left than your standard Democrat. But there are a significant group of people, especially in our major cities like New York City, that are complete, true, self-avowed communists who want to see an end to private property, an end to private business, an end to the United States government. I don't think Mamdani himself is that far left. But I think it's also fair to recognize that New York City, the radical base there, he needs to appeal to them or he's going to lose power too.
Yeah, I also think it was a brilliant strategy by President Trump. Some on the right were attacking him. Oh, you know, Mamdani is going to be a midterm election gold. We're going to be able to campaign against him. And you just helped him and undercut that effort. I totally disagree. I'll tell you why I disagree with that line of attack. Coming up right after this. All right, stand by.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit Gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
I'm Gianna Delosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for her role in the murders of three tourists during a carjacking in Mexico. 23-year-old Ari Giselle Silva pleaded guilty to instigating the assault on the Australian brothers Jack and Callum Robinson and their American friend Carter Rode. The three men were on a camping and surfing trip along a stretch of coast south of the city of Ensenada before disappearing April 27, 2024. The surfers were robbed and shot, and their bodies were then dumped in a remote well where investigators eventually found them days later. Silva apparently expressed interest in the tires on the men's car and told her then-boyfriend Jesus Gerardo to bring her a good phone and good tires for her truck. Prosecutors say Jesus Gerardo and two other men tailed the vehicle to the campsite where the men were staying and then robbed them before shooting them dead. All three men were arrested and charged with murder and remain in custody awaiting trial. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Delosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Attention shoppers, why pay more when there are fantastic prices at Montana's best liquor stores? Right now, grab some finished long drink, 5 to 5.5 ABV, six packs for $18, or single cans, cranberry, peach, traditional citrus, and zero sugar citrus, $3 each at Lucky Lil's, Magic Diamond, and Montana Lil's liquor stores in Billings and Hardin. Don't wait. Find all locations at montanasbestliquorstores.com.
Finished long drink bottles, Utica, New York.
So Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $29.95 a month for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This top-tier plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you'll save over 50% every month for the rest of your life. You might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Just dial pound 250, say micro. Offer expires 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, Tyson Foods on Friday shocked the entire U.S. cattle industry with its announcement. It'll soon be ending operations at its Lexington, Nebraska beef processing facility. Now, the facility employs 3,000 people and processes up to 5,000 head of cattle per day, which is roughly about 4.8% of the daily U.S. beef slaughter. Yesterday, I talked with Nebraska Cattlemen Vice President of Marketing Jeff Stolle about Tyson's disappointing news.
This is operating with best guesstimates, Russell, but we're probably talking about 15% of Nebraska's daily slaughter capacity, give or take a little bit. So when you take that much capacity offline, obviously there are going to be some fairly serious ripples because you've got a good many cattle that had found a market and a harvest location at that plant for going on 35 years now. And all of a sudden, as of about 60 days out, those cattle have to find a new home.
Now, Tyson's decision has the Nebraska cattlemen and certainly countless others asking why, especially in light of Friday's latest USDA data indicating that Nebraska cattle on feed inventories remain slightly above year-ago levels in spite of the ongoing cyclical tightness in overall U.S. cattle numbers. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this. Ranchers, don't miss the Barry's Herford Production Sale November 24th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Cheyenne, Wyoming, or online. Now, the Barry's cow herd summers at 8,200 feet, proving their durability in true mountain country. The bulls offered come with full feed efficiency data and were summered on grass, not pushed, so they're ready to work. This year, selling 72 bulls and 5 bred heifers with reference sires like Churchill High Noon and Churchill W4 Sherman. View videos at wherecowmenbuybulls.com and bid live at the Livestock Link.com. Ranchers, it's a special bread cow sale this Tuesday, November 25th at Montana Livestock Auction in Ramsey. Already on the books, nearly 200 head of Black Angus bred heifers. Here's 92 Black Baldy cows, 78.3 to running age stock cows, 6 registered Red Angus cows, and even 20 mid-age stock cows. Now, these cattle are bred to some of the best seed stock genetics in southwest Montana. For complete listings, jump online and visit Montana Livestock Auction.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers? Steak fajitas? Or maybe that beefy 7-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, If it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Well, the Trump administration has proposed a sweeping set of changes to the Federal Endangered Species Act, setting up a fight with environmental and animal activist groups that say the revisions would sharply weaken protections for imperiled wildlife. Now, supporters say the draft rules would allow economic considerations to factor into decisions about safeguarding habitat and species. The proposal would also eliminate those automatic protections for newly listed threatened species, instead requiring case-by-case regulations, and reduce the role of future climate-related threats in overall listing decisions. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so there were a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives that did, of course, you know, for good reason, did not like the fact that the commie Mamdani was in the White House. And they think that Trump having Mamdani in the White House for such a jovial, kind, actually, it was really funny back and forth. They think that that's going to help Mamdani and undermine Republican efforts to be able to use Mamdani against the Democrats in the midterm elections. And I think they're wrong. And I'll explain why in a second. But first, let me play a little bit of a montage here. Tommy Lahren had some great coverage. I think she's been anchoring the big weekend show on Fox now, which is why you don't hear her radio commentary as much anymore, because I think she's a little more focused on the TV programs. But anyway, here's a little, I think this is, oh no, this, let me get to the montage first. Here we go. This is the Trump Mamdani montage that Tommy Lahren's crew put together.
I think both President Trump and I, we are very clear about our positions and our views. And what I really appreciate about the president is that the meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers.
He wants to have a safe New York. Ultimately, a safe New York is going to be a great New York. I think you feel very, very strongly about peace in the Middle East.
We desperately want it.
And the president was at his charismatic best.
Are you affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
I've spoken about...
That's okay. You can just say yes. Okay. It's easier. It's easier than explaining. And I've been called much worse than a despot, so it's not that insulting.
Why did you fly here? Aren't trains greener?
That's a very long drive. I'll stick up for you.
Trump's charm campaign, by all accounts, was a success, and now Mamdani will have to choose whether to appease his far-left rabid base and enact the devastating socialist anti-police agenda he promised, or work with Trump to actually make New York City great again.
Oh, anyway, that was great. Finley, I don't know about you. My favorite line there was when they asked Mamdani if he still thinks that Trump is a fascist. And then Mamdani starts kind of, well, yeah. And Trump says, you know what? It's okay. Just say yes. It's easier than trying to explain it. I was rolling when I heard that one.
And I just also love the way Trump's just so eloquently put it, that they both want peace in the Middle East, when obviously what they both want are very distinct and different things. So all of this just really kind of shows you how they're both buttering up to each other.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, you've got Elizabeth Warren and folks on the left saying, oh, Donald Trump was smitten with Mamdani, and then folks saying Mamdani was smitten with Trump. Look, they're both playing the game. I just think Trump was playing the game a lot smarter. John Jackson, the Joker from X, he pointed out how Trump was sitting at the Oval Office desk while Mamdani was standing like an employee. have had a bit of a scene setter now. You've heard, you know, some of the jovial, the kind back and forth, especially led by President Trump there with the commie Mamdani in the Oval Office. So now let's get into some of the criticism. In fact, Tommy Lahren even pointed out how she was surprised by how jovial this meeting was.
I was a little perplexed by it, I'll be honest. I always thought it was going to be cordial, but the way that it played out, I think most people were a little surprised at just how joyous and jovial it was. But I got to say, the part that I love, especially as we're headed into the holiday season, is that for all the people that call people names and you don't want to work with the other side, the fact that they could be in the same room and have a discussion that turned out like that, I think it's a model for the country.
Totally. Totally well said, and I agree. And I think it's really good to show that if affordability is the buzzword that Donald Trump used in 24 and affordability is the buzzword that Mamdani's using in 25, how do we use that to actually get something done? Because that's sort of the economic issue that's on people's minds and is going to be the economic issue going into midterms. Now, we have vastly different views on how we are going to get to affordability. One on the right is cutting regulation, opening up competition, and allowing businesses to flourish. The other one is big government social spending and giving everything away for free and tax the rich. But the buzzword is there. So if we can agree a little bit in that meeting, if Donald Trump wanted to give him an income statement or balance sheet analysis about how to balance a budget, I'm all for it. We'll see. Maybe again, the proof is going to be in the pudding for New York City.
That's the point I wanted to pick up on right there. Yeah, Finley, kind of that's my point. To these conservatives who are mad that Trump didn't just go basically figuratively punch him in the face and take shots at him the whole time. Look, you got to remember where the American people are at, where most people are at. Like, okay, has this guy said some crazy, stupid things, the new mayor elect of New York City? Yes, but he still got elected by the people. The American people expect you to say, hey, I'm willing to work with anybody to get, you know, the agenda of the American people done, to help New York City, to help with crime, to help with the economy, to help with affordability. But what Trump just did masterfully was he showed that he's not just going to be a knee-jerk, a reactionary opposition to the new mayor-elect of New York City. He's willing to shake his hand, say nice things, joke around. He expressed his desire as the president of the United States to do what's best for the people of New York and for the people of the United States of America. And that sets the scene now, because remember, Mamdani was backed by some of the most far-left, anti-American wackos, socialists, communists in New York City, and they are demanding that he delivers on what he said on the campaign trail. So Mamdani has a choice, and I think he's snaky enough to, anyway, we'll see. I think the guy's a snake, but I think what Mamdani is going to do is he's got a choice. He can either do things that make him successful as mayor, or he can do what he said he was going to do and what his far-left backers expect him to do, and that will lead to devastating results. And then when Trump and the Republicans pounce on those devastating results, then they can say, look, we tried to be nice to guy, we tried to work with the guy, and his policies are destructive.
Military men and women live by, never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Al's Bootery and Repair has been serving the West since 1946. Al's has just passed the reins to another Billings family to continue the legacy of selling and repairing quality boots. Al's Bootery is your complete boot store with boots on two floors. Western boots, work boots, moccasins, hikers, children's sizes, ladies' purses, belts, and a knowledgeable staff. Jenny, Austin, Kaylee, Tim, Haley, and Ethan can't wait to assist you in finding the best fit. Al's Bootery, now under new ownership, 1820 First Avenue North, Billings.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Exhale very slowly. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
20-year-old Finley Warden in the house is our guest producer here today. Our producer, Caden Bjornstedt, enjoying some well-deserved time off. But, hey, first off, Finley, got to say happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. For those who don't know your family, just a great family. I've known your folks for a long time now, I think for over 20 years. So, first off, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thanks, Aaron. That's very kind, and to you as well.
So you just heard my take on the Mamdani-Trump meeting and why I think President Trump actually played it masterfully here, where President Trump basically, for those who are just joining us here, as the state starts to wake up across Montana here, basically the people that are mad that Trump was so jovial with Mamdani, they think it's going to undermine the Republicans. Look, if Mamdani does what he says he was going to do and enacts these policies in New York City, it's going to be disastrous. It's going to be awful. But by President Trump basically being jovial and kind and saying that he's willing to work with the guy right now, then if Mamdani instills these radical far-left policies that are destructive, then they can jump on it and say, hey, look, we were willing to work with the guy. I just think it's a smart move. It's also just what the American people expect. Maybe not the far-left base, maybe not even our conservative base that loves the red meat every day of the week. But look, if you've got to fight, you've also got to fight smart, too. And that's what Trump is doing here, in my perspective. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think if you look at what are the two things that unite Mamdani and Trump is that they're both populist and they talk about affordability. And just what I hate so much right now that's coming from the political pundit class and advisors kind of on both sides is they're saying that affordability is the new talking point that Democrats and Republicans need to focus on if they want to win. I don't know about you, Aaron, but affordability to me isn't just this brand new talking point that just got launched. It's kind of the whole entire point of why I'm interested in politics. And Trump and Mamdani, they recognize this, and that's why they both won in landslides.
I was going to say, yeah, affordability. I did 105 events last year, at least, all across Montana. We were doing this Bidenomics tour with Americans for Prosperity Montana. That was all about focusing on the destruction of Bidenomics and what made everything so stinking unaffordable in the first place, especially in the last 4 years. But let's be honest, this has been a problem that goes back even further than the last 4 years with what we've seen taking place in this country. And that's what Trump and J.D. Vance are working to do, is to reindustrialize America.
Yeah, well, that's what we need. We need real middle-class tax cuts. We need to reindustrialize our country so that people can have good living wages and jobs again. And that is what's motivating American voters and specifically young voters. That's kind of why we're seeing a sway away from Trump among Gen Z right now, especially because Mamdani is a rising figure who's talking about affordability. And we can be very clear, it's in a way where he's talking about explicitly socialist policies about wealth distribution and targeting rich people. And there's not like it's like bad to target rich people necessarily. I don't think anybody necessarily likes what lots of the billionaires in our society and our oligarchy are doing. But he's talking about it in a way that could legitimately lead our country in a horrible and dangerous path toward socialism.
Well, and I also think that, look, I think for those who are watching Washington closely and watching the economic numbers closely, you can see incredible gains already being made thanks to President Trump and team. But I think really you know, this freight train is just getting up and running here. You know, this is not even the first year into President Trump's, you know, 47 tenure in office. And listen to how CNBC described, this is CNBC describing the latest jobs report.
This is the September jobs report. Non-farm payrolls are up a robust 119,000. 119,000 would be the best since April when we were up 158,000. If we look at labor force participation rate, it ticked up. That's a good thing. 62.4 equals where we were in May. You have to go to April of this year when it was 62.6 to find a higher number. If we look at the hours worked, and this is always important, it remains at 34.2 to find a lower number. You're going to January when it was 34.1. We have initial jobless claims. This is for the week of November 15th. As I said, there's weeks missing. We're expecting 227,000. Comes in at 220,000. These numbers do not reflect nervousness in the labor market. They've been very well behaved. 220,000 would be the lowest level of claims since mid-July.
All right, there you go. That was the CNBC summary of the latest jobs report. All right, Finley, I want to get your take on another story here. You know, we talked last week about the Epstein files and how that is really blowing up in the face of the Democrats. But that big story that also engulfed Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, it overshadowed some other major scandals for congressional Democrats. Finley, I don't know if you've been following that story or not.
Yeah, well, I think kind of what we're leading to is talking about why Marjorie Taylor Greene I don't know what we want to say. We don't know why she's leaving her role. We don't know if she was ousted, if we want to go in that direction. But everything surrounding this issue is just moving in a weirder and weirder direction. Democrats are being implicated in ways that I didn't think we would see. That's surprising me. But all across the political spectrum, we are seeing just a fallout from this that is just totally weird.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the bottom line is with Marjorie Taylor Greene on the Republican side, look, she picked a fight with President Trump. And I think Trump, again, I think he knew this thing was going to blow up in the face of the Democrats. I think Trump was doing two things here with the whole Epstein files deal. One, he needed a way to make it a bigger story so that when they released this stuff, it blew up in the face of the Democrats even bigger than it otherwise would have, because they called for the release of the files that blew up in their own face. If he just released these files and the Republicans were the only ones talking about it, the media would have just, this is partisan. Oh, come on. You're endangering, you know, innocent victims by releasing these files. You're putting prosecutions at risk. And now Trump can wash his hands and say, look, everybody wants it. Everybody's getting it. Here you go. And then, boom, it blows up in the face of the Democrats. But I think the other thing that Trump always does, too, is he always likes to figure out a way to expose, to expose people for not being loyal, you know, and in a way to so I think maybe that's partly what happened with MTG here. And then now she's on the outs with Trump. And I think she just realized She released like a 3-page memo or something, but I think the bottom line with Marjorie Taylor Greene is she realized, like, look, you tick off Donald Trump, your time in politics is basically done because he's got the backing of the American people right now. But the other story that I was actually thinking of involves the congressional Democrats. Here is another soundbite from Tommy Lahren's Big Weekend show. I guess this is why they call it the Big Weekend show, because we've already been sharing three big highlights from that show.
While Hakeem Jeffries may deny his campaign solicited donations from Epstein, the problems of corruption in the Democrat Party run much deeper. First, there's retiring Illinois Congressman Chuy Garcia. He conveniently announced his retirement after Illinois' congressional filing deadline, allowing his chief of staff, Patty Garcia, to be the only candidate on the Democrat primary ballot. He was rebuked by the House for his shady secession plan.
there are certain politicians who are becoming more and more prominent who have a contempt for the average American. Now we see it happen in Congress, where a sitting U.S. congressman handpicks his successor, and of all successors, a staffer.
And then there's Florida Congresswoman Sheila Sherfilas McCormick, who was indicted on charges of allegedly stealing millions of dollars in disaster relief funds. And of course, she blames racism.
It's an unjust indictment, and I look forward to my day in court so I can prove myself and actually state the truth. But if this is what Congress is becoming, where they're always trying to intimidate you, scare tactics, especially attacking minorities, black and brown people, then we're going to have to keep fighting for the district.
She stole FEMA funds from people that suffered following a major natural disaster. And, of course, she blames racism. See, she has the privilege of blaming racism for everything. If you're a woke white liberal, you get the woke white privilege of just blaming climate change for everything. So she didn't have to blame climate change. She just gets to call everything racist after she allegedly steals millions of dollars. My goodness, how do we even do that? But if you're a woke white liberal, you get the woke white privilege of just blaming everything on climate change. Speaking of millions of dollars and members of Congress, let's talk insider trading next.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Donald Trump threw Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago spectacularly. Embarrassed him, humiliated him, and it was 25 years ago. Would you do that if you knew the guy had damning information on you, incriminating information on you? Likely not. Now we're finding out, according to the Daily Mail, Harvard dragged into a fresh scandal after it revealed that Lawrence Summers and his wife honeymoon on Orgy Island. Oops, if that's true, that's going to be unbelievable. By the way, the Trump DOJ moving to force California to stop giving free college tuition to illegals. DOJ filed a lawsuit. It's got to stop. They are aiding and abetting lawbreaking. It's got to stop. They've got to be held accountable.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, and all the time I have been telling you about Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, I can honestly say I've never seen an offer like this before. Listen to this. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data with a 30-gig hotspot for just $29.95 a month for life. Friends, this is Pure Talk's top-tier plan, normally $65 a month. Now, through December the 7th, just $29.95 a month, and you're saving over 50% a month every month for life. Now, remember, you get the same cell towers, same 5G network, pound 250, keyword, save now, do it now, the best offer you will ever get on cell service, pound 250, keyword, save now, from Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, America's wireless company.
Taxes and fees not included. Some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. Offer ends 12/7/25.
It's Fox Wheels.
Tesla will eliminate Chinese components from its American-made vehicles as it reduces its reliance on Chinese supplies, while also addressing escalating trade tensions and geopolitical risks. The Wall Street Journal says the company has mandated that its suppliers exclude China-made components in the manufacturing of Tesla cars in the U.S. and replace them with components made elsewhere. That Tesla aims to completely transition to non-Chinese components within the next 1 to 2 years. Meantime, Tesla's senior execs and the CEOs of Detroit's three automakers have been invited to appear in January before a Senate hearing on the impact of auto emissions and EV regulations. Reuters reports the Senate Commerce Committee hearing will examine how government interference continues to make vehicles too expensive and out of reach for American consumers, and how to restore competition and choice. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The smartest Billings and Harden shoppers count on Montana's best liquor stores. Get 1.75-liter bottles McCormick Irish Cream, 17 ABV for $38.10. Or 1.75 liters Lunazul Blanco or Reposado Tequila, 40 ABV for $48.20. At Lucky Lil's, Magic Diamond, and Montana Lil's liquor stores in Billings and Harden. Find a location near you at montanasbestliquorstores.com.
McCormick Irish Cream, bottled Abilene, Charlotte, Lunazul bottled tequila, Jalisco, Mexico.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be, at GoodRx, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be, at GoodRx, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I want to talk about congressional insider trading. You know, we're talking about this scandal involving this congressional Democrat who stole $5 million in FEMA funds. I think it was Kayleigh McEnany on Fox News, either on Friday or over the weekend, had Congressman Timothy Burchett, I think he's out of Tennessee, was on her show. And he was talking about his bill to stop insider trading in Congress. Before I get to that, though, let's go back to our 20-year-old fill-in producer here this morning, Finley Warden. Finley, what's your take on the three Democrat members of Congress scandals that we covered right before the break?
I can't believe it, whether it's the one congresswoman embezzling money, like you just described, or whether it's Hakeem Jeffries literally meeting with Jeffrey Epstein after he was already indicted. I mean, it's just completely unbelievable, and they think they can get away with these things, but all in politics, it all ends up coming to light eventually, so they can't run from it.
Yeah, I don't know if Hakeem actually met with Epstein or if it was just his campaign team that was reaching out for like a fundraising breakfast, but point taken either way. Unless... Did they confirm that he actually met with them after the charges were public?
I don't know if it's confirmed that it was a meeting, but there was definitely something there, whether it was his team reaching out, whether it was text messages like there was with that one congresswoman from the Virgin Islands. It's all just so shady, though.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. All right, here you go. This is Congressman Burchett on with Kayleigh McEnany.
Very vocal support.
What he's saying here is that President Trump is very much in support of his bill to ban insider trading, as he calls it, in Congress.
Very vocal support by President Trump. I believe they've probably done some polling to show that it's one of the best polling things. I think Representative Luna told me it polls better than anything else in the country right now. And let's just face it. Congress is crooked as a dog's leg, ma'am. It is infinitely broken. And will this bill pass? Probably not, but I'm not going to quit. I keep swinging for the fence on it. And too many people are getting rich. I mean, the average stock trader in Congress is making something like 600% return. You know, dadgum, do like I do. Get you a mutual fund with my buddy Tommy Seiler up there, and you do pretty well with it, and you can sleep at night. But the way it's both parties, it's bipartisan support. Dadgum, me and AOC are together on something. I mean, that's just, hell, it's just frozen over.
600% returns. That is absolutely crazy. Now, of course, AOC will say she supports something like that, but then she'll probably never do anything to actually get it across the finish line. But, Finley Warden, your thoughts as a 20-year-old seeing what's going on in Congress?
It just pisses me off so much because this is just an issue that's so clear to Gen Z. Anybody can understand that Congress totally has biased information that gives them info ahead of time on how the markets will be moving. And what really pisses Gen Z off is for the last decades. Congresspeople have been getting attacked and a primaried for supporting this issue. And now it's just becoming a thing that the president's supporting. But we've seen through the last few rounds of congressional elections, Democrats have been primaried over this issue for supporting it. Republicans have also been attacked for it relentlessly. I think that's part of the reason we saw Marjorie Taylor Greene resign, and we're seeing these Republicans get attacked. But I am glad it's an issue that's coming to the forefront now.
Man, the other story that we didn't get to, this is a big one, a very interesting one. The Somali fraud story out of Minnesota and all the fraud being committed by these so-called Somali refugees. President Trump says he's going to bring that to a halt. That's another big story. Man, we got so much to talk about here on this Monday. Back right after this.
From the Mattress Firm Studio, this is KBUL, News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM, home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day.
Put your phone on D&D, that means that you're not disturbed when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that you're not disturbed when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.